President Cyril Ramaphosa has officially signed a contentious bill for universal healthcare in South Africa, marking a significant milestone in the nation's healthcare system. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The signing ceremony, held in Pretoria, was described by Mr. Ramaphosa as a crucial step towards fostering a more equitable society. However, despite the president's enthusiasm, the bill has faced significant opposition. The main opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, DA, has criticized the move as unaffordable and populist, suggesting it aims to shore up support for the ruling African National Congress, ANC, ahead of the upcoming elections. Another opposition group, Build One South Africa, has indicated potential legal challenges against the legislation, citing concerns about its implications and motivations. They argue that the bill may serve as a political tool rather than a genuine effort to improve healthcare access for all South Africans. Currently, the country's healthcare system is marked by disparities, with many citizens relying on strained public hospitals while those with means opt for private insurance for better treatment. The new law seeks to gradually reduce the role of private insurance and establish a comprehensive public health fund, aiming to level the playing field in healthcare access. The timing of the bill's passage, just ahead of the elections, adds a political dimension to its implementation. As the ANC faces increasing scrutiny and challenges to its long-standing rule, initiatives like universal healthcare could play a pivotal role in shaping public opinion and electoral outcomes. As South Africa navigates its healthcare reform journey, questions linger about the feasibility, effectiveness, and long-term implications of this ambitious legislation. The road ahead promises to be fraught with challenges, but the pursuit of equitable healthcare access remains a critical goal for the nation. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.